The saga of the municipality of Elaine K. Woods 2024 shares continued at the regional county municipality of Pontiac's Council of Mayors meeting on November 22nd. As council voted to mandate a law firm to recover the nearly $300,000 they claim they are owed, plus interest and costs. Shares are the fees that municipalities are charged by the MRC for various services, and Elaine K. Woods surged by more than 150% between 2023 and 2024, from $112,000 to $289,000. The sale of a number of lots for amounts well over their assessed value in the small rural municipality caused a major increase to municipal property assessments, which spurred the spike. Representatives of the municipality have previously stated that they dispute the amount that they were charged and are prepared to go to court over the issue. Their council had submitted a resolution to the MRC offering to pay roughly 50% of the amount owed, as they calculated that that was in line with what they should be paying, but didn't receive a response from the MRC. At the council meeting in December, council passed a revised share calculation formula, which included a clause that stated interest of 2% per month would be charged on any outstanding 2024 shares not paid by December 31st, 2024. MRC Director General Kim Lesage told CHIP 101.9 that by her calculations, the municipality had already incurred tens of thousands of dollars in interest charges. She added that she was unaware of any other jurisdiction where the municipality had refused to pay their shares.
I have not in my almost 7 years here, and the director, our regional director at the Ministry of Municipal Affairs, says she's never heard of it.
The resolution was to hire the law firm Devaux Dufour Motet Avocat for the purposes of recovering the shares from the municipality, along with interest and costs, at a price tag of roughly $200 an hour. The resolution passed 14-3, with Elaine K. Wood Mayor Carl Mayer, Otter Lake Mayor Jennifer Quayle, and Thorn Pro Mayor Robert Wills voting against. There was no representative of the municipality of Litchfield at the meeting. Since the MRC and Elaine K. Wood are both represented by the law firm RPGL, they were both required to retain a different firm for this dispute. MRC Pontiac Warden Jane Toller stated that she had called representatives of the municipality before the December 31st deadline and urged them to make a payment as a sign of good faith and to reduce the amount of interest that they would be charged. Speaking after the meeting, Mayer said that they had the money but were fighting the share amount on principle and had been advised by their legal counsel not to submit any partial payments. He said that his counsel and residents were in favor of fighting the case, and they had set aside some extra money in this year's budget for their legal costs.
We'd offered to pay them what we figured should have been without the inflated part of it, you know, when we figured out, and like I said, we went from 112 to 290 and then back down to 143 or something, or 146. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know, it's like I said, we said that we were going to try to fight it and see what happens. I mean, that was council's decision, not just mine. That was, they said they'd do it. I mean, we had the money. We have the money to pay them. If I mean, we go to court and we lose, we'll be just paying them. That's all, and plus, I guess, interest.
But yeah, and they're also seeking their legal costs as well, too. So,
well, like I said, we see what happens there.
For all our reporting on how this case has unfolded over the past few months, you can visit our website, frequencynews.ca. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.